We're going to head out to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ken. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for your time and congratulations on the impressive 49-30 win over Toledo last week. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Bulls.
Not really proud of our guys, the way we bounced back on a short week after a disappointing loss. Played well on both sides of the ball. Jared Patterson had an outstanding day, and credit to our line up front. I thought Kyle Vantrease continues to do good things and making great decisions, converting some key third downs for us, keeping drives alive. So, again, proud of our team. An important one to finish up and try to get the seventh win. And that's going to be the challenge, is to make sure that we can keep the type of consistency we've been striving for all year.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold. Let's go to our first question for Coach Leipold.
Our first question is from Chris Fanini with The Athletic.
Hey, Lance, what's it mean to get to win number 6 back to bowl eligibility after, all the changes in turnover you guys went through in the offseason?
Well, hey, Chris, hope you're doing well and happy Thanksgiving to you.
It
means a lot. It means a lot. I think this, we have a smaller group of senior class this year, 15 that are suited up, 16 total. It says a lot. I'm proud of them for sticking around. I'm proud of the way they've worked through it. I think we end up spending a lot of time talking about guys that weren't here. And we felt we had a good nucleus of players that want to be here in Buffalo and want to play well. And for us to hit bowl eligibility for the third consecutive year is we're starting to see some of the consistencies that we strive for when we arrived, but we need to make sure we can get to 7 and try to make sure we're secure in playing that 13th game to continue the long-term development of our players, Chris.
Yeah, obviously 2 years ago you guys went 6-6 and didn't get to a bowl. How much is that kind of weighing on everybody?
It weighs a lot. We're one of those teams that won 3 games late in the year, got hot, and still were left out. So there's in those upperclassmen were part of that. So we've touched on that even after the Toledo game right away of why another good week of preparation wasn't important. So we want to try to make sure that, we can do everything we can not to be one of those that are on a bubble.
And I wanted to ask you about Kyle, obviously moving from backup punter to starting quarterback. What can you say about what it was like for him to balance all of that?
He's a pretty even-keel young man, but I really admire everything he's gone through because in some ways he could be viewed, if you look at a year ago after, at least the first signing day, he could have been maybe a third string quarterback, and then he's battling through camp and he doesn't win the job, and never pouted, never came in, talked about not being here, just kind of he said I know I can play better and I'll keep working to do so, coach. And then the unfortunate injury to Evan Finnegan in the Penn State game, you don't work your backup punter a whole lot of times, let alone ask them to go out for their first collegiate punt in front of 100,000 people. It shows what kind of leader he is, what kind of person he is, and he's done everything we've asked him, and I really think he's getting more and more comfortable each and every day and playing better each and every week.
I know he's no longer punting, but there was a 2-game stretch there where he was doing quarterback and punting. Did you ever consider fake punts with him being back there?
Well, I'll never say he never will again, and it always is a possibility. We want to try to expand that a little bit. The thing that people don't know, really, I guess I can kind of get into now, was he was injured in the Ohio game in the overtime. He didn't throw the ball right before the overtime. He sprained his foot. He didn't, it was tough for him to plan off and didn't throw as well as he had hoped in the overtime. missed a week of practice, and that's really why he hasn't been punting, is because we're trying to regulate, you know, all his activities. But could he be back in that role in the near future? Absolutely. And hopefully if he does, I think that, again, and it continues to put pressures on defenses and special teams.
Appreciate time, Lance.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Lance, looking ahead, obviously, with Bowling Green coming in for the regular season finale, just, again, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, I think Scott has, you know, changed the complexity of their offense and what they're doing. They're using a lot of tight ends, a lot of motions, a lot of different formations, really stress what you're doing in your fits and being sound. You know, I know, like everyone, they battle some injuries, but, you know, they seem to be a little healthier at the running back position. They've got a good mixture of backs. You know, big back that can pound you, some guys that make you miss. They use the motion and the fly sweeps, and then they incorporate the quarterback run with a big, strong quarterback. So you can see the times where they can really put points on the board. There was the game against Ohio went back and forth there for a while, and I know they want to end their season on a high note and kind of get themselves propelled into the off season. So we know we'll get a great effort from them defensively, a lot of different looks as well. Going to give you different pressures. You know, they've got confident young players in the back end that aren't afraid to get up in your face and do some things while they're putting the pressure on you. So again, we have to continue to focus on what we can do well, be ready for the challenge, have great respect for what they're going to be when they get here and how hard they're going to play in their last game of the season, and hopefully continue to progress.
The relationship with you and your players, and Friday being senior day, just talk about the special day for you as a coach and seeing these men come through your program.
Yeah, you know, as I talked to our seniors, you know, again early this week about how proud I am of them, especially the guys that have been here for a long period of time, whether it be 4 or 5 years, staying with the program when others elected not to. Says a lot about them and themselves about wanting to be here and helping us build this program. They've seen a lot of changes. They've seen some things, you know, whether it be facilities, whether it be success, all those things that we talked about throughout the process. But they've also went through the tough times, a 2-10 season, a loss of a teammate, a lot of things that are life lessons along the way, and very unfortunate. And I am very proud of them. Of the really of the 15 seniors that will dress for this game, 9 of them do not start. And for them and the impact that they make in this program and being contributors and accepting roles really says a lot about them and really what they're going to be in the next life in their careers and also as husbands, fathers. And I'm so proud of them and fortunate to be able to be their head coach.
Well, Lance, I want to say thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Bowling Green. Congratulations on your victory over Toledo. I want to wish you the best of luck on Friday and certainly say thank you for your time all year long. And to you, your family, and entire program, have a great Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, Ken, and likewise to you, and have a great week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lance. For Lance Leipold and his Buffalo Bulls coming off the 49-30 win over Toledo last week in that contest, again, running back Jared Patterson rushed for a career-high 192 yards and 4 rushing touchdowns and added 35 yards receiving and another touchdown for a total of 5 scores in that contest. For Buffalo, they'll be hosting Bowling Green this coming Friday, November 29th at noon Eastern. That game available on ESPN+.